we just see it to be a real convenient thing for our folks that are working in downtown Hayes. And there's a lot of us down.
As the First Care Clinic in Hayes continues to expand its facilities and services, they look to help out the community in other ways. From the Hayes Chamber, President and CEO Sarah Wassinger, along with First Care Clinic CEO Eric Flax, stopped by to discuss the upcoming Hayes Chamber auction on this episode of the Post Podcast.
It's been a really active year for First Care Clinic. We added an additional clinic space over on 22nd Street, and so we filled out with providers, and we are seeing a lot of patients over there. The big thing for us right now is you can see a lot of the construction on the corner, 13th and Main. And so that is going to house our Express Care Clinic and our pharmacy. And we're really excited about that. And it's just going to be a really, really nice addition to the corner of and anchor the Main Street corridor. It's what we feel is going to be a really pleasantly. You look at it, it's going to look nice. And the stonework is already done right now. Most of it is, and the inside is catching up with that. So we hope to have the construction done by May, and then we'll start putting people in there. We are already seeing Express Care patients. Our Express Care hours are 7:30 in the morning until 7:30 Monday through Friday, and on Saturdays we are open 8 to 5. So if you have an acute issue, we can get you in. In May we're going to be seeing, you know, a lot of sports physicals. We can start getting those taken care of, and we will be able to see those sports physicals in our Express Care Clinic. So come to the Main Clinic and go online. You can schedule your time and skip the line. And so you can be in probably about 20 minutes, in and out probably in 30 minutes.
Very cool.
I wonder if you want to share with folks, you know, for that Express Care, like what kind of treatment or what ailments maybe would you be seeking out there as opposed to higher level care, ER level kind of stuff?
Yeah, so the first question you're going to get asked if you go online or if you call into our office at 785-621-4990, they're going to ask you a question. And, you know, is this something that is an emergency level issue? If it is, you need to get there. But if you've got, you know, spider bite, you know, if you've got a sore throat, it's the morning, you know, and you're wondering, okay, does my child have strep throat? Well, they can get in, you know, 7:30, 7:40 in the morning, and we can check it. And we can do that swab real quick, and we can find out whether that student or your child needs to be at home or they need to go to school. And so,
or if they're faking it.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So, but I mean, you know, those are those things like someone comes in and, you know, maybe they twisted an ankle, and yeah, we can look at that. But, you know, those acute issues, that's what we're going to address and try to keep people out of the emergency room if we can help that.
Very cool. Well, and yeah, and again, I'm excited to see the continued progress down there, and going to be again open in or have it, the construction finished in May, you say?
Yeah, we're so finished in May, but we're already seeing the Express Care, our Express Care providers, Cammie Willoughby and Tiffany DeWitt, are already seeing Express Care patients right now in our Main Clinic on Main Street, you know, just off the corner there. And they are just, they've got a lot of skill in that area. They're very talented. They're very, very much driven. They have a passion for, you know, and we all do, all of our providers do, for keeping our patients healthy. So that's kind of where the core group of us, we want to really treat the whole patient. You know, so we offer dental services. We also have behavioral health services. Yeah, that's our focus.
And it's fantastic to have your location where it is, because we don't currently really have any other offerings on that side of town for the kind of treatments and services that you offer. So having that pharmacy there is going to be, I think, such a good benefit for people.
Yeah, the pharmacy, we're excited too. That takes a little longer because we have to have the construction done first. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, everything's got to be done. So it's got to be able to be locked. It's got to have security in place, all of that stuff before the state will come in and give us that first seal of approval. Okay, now you can go on to the next step. So even though Express Care will be running up much quicker than the pharmacy will, once the pharmacy starts, we just see it to be a real convenient thing for our folks that are working in downtown Hayes. And there's a lot of us down there. And so between that and, if, let's say you do go to Express Care and you need a med or you need an antibiotic, well, you're just going to be able to step right, slide, just go 20 steps to the right, and you'll be able to wait for that script to be filled and you'll be on your way.
Yeah.
Very convenient.
Yeah. Just even step over to the public library while you're waiting too. Kill some time.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. There's a lot of stuff going on down on Main Street. So we're very happy to be down there. It's a good fit for us.
Excellent. Well, and we got to probably move on to this. And the reason that you're joining us today, we're going to talk about the upcoming golf tournament and Plinko Patio Party. And you are the sponsor for the
online auction.
The auction part of it. Yes.
So many people in Hayes are familiar with ClickBid because it is the software platform in which we have our auction. TMP is actually using that same platform this very weekend. And so we are very grateful for First Care Clinic because they have been a generous supporter of our chamber for such a long time. And because of their kindness, we are able to have that software again this year. We are going to be opening up the auction on next week, Monday, May 1st at 8 a.m. And that auction will be live until May 5th, so this next Friday at 3:30 p.m. And this is so exciting because literally anybody can go register. I know that I gave you the QR code. People can take their cell phones. They can go to the website. We will have all that information on the homepage of the chamber website, too. And just really go and bid on some really incredible things. We do have credit card login information. So you will be asked to put your credit card information in there when you go bid. You won't be charged for anything if you just want to go look. And then if you do successfully win any of the items that you bid on, your credit card will be automatically charged at the close of the auction. Should people want to, however, pay with a check, they're welcome to do that too. They would just need to call our office at 785-628-8201 to do that as well. And that would also eliminate them having to pay the little bit of surcharge that would be on there for that credit card transaction. The items this year are so exciting. We had President Tisa Mason offer up a dinner at her home. I actually just got to eat with her and her husband, Bill, with another group of people from the auction item that was purchased last year. Such a neat experience. It was a 5-course meal, wonderful conversation, and just really a very special evening. So that will be something that people can bid on and when the auction opens up. And then, of course, it wouldn't be one of our auctions without VIP tickets to the Wild West Festival or Brews on the Bricks. So definitely excited to have those things. Golfers, obviously, it's the golf tournament kind of thing, too. So I don't know if you're going to be bidding on this or not. Are you much of a golfer?
You know, I will tell you that I really enjoy the nice walk out on in the country. I like to chase the balls around a little bit, right and left. So, yeah, I do a little bit of golfing, not the greatest. I'm usually there for entertainment.
But if for the golfers out there, there will be some golf packages to Smoky Hill Country Club, as well as our beautiful municipal Hayes golf course. And, of course, lots of gift certificates to several of our restaurants in town. There's even going to be an Apple 8 iWatch that will be compatible with Nextech wireless service. So that's pretty cool. Grilling season is right around the corner. There's going to be a ton of grilling accessories and even a Blackstone griddle, which you can kind of take with you wherever you go. And then for those sports lovers out there, we do have some general passes for Fort Hays State University Athletics for the 2023-2024 season. And then in addition to that, just a whole bunch of different things from several of our chamber members. So products and services that you would already be looking for. And then one of the fun things that we also have, Jesse Jacobs does some beautiful photography, and we are going to have one of her canvas prints. It's sunflower and a oil derrick, so very cool for that. So check that out. And then if people are looking for more of a fun experience and just kind of a nice night out on the town, Paisley Pear Wine Bar Bistro and Market and Treetop Security have partnered up to offer a dining experience with drinks right downtown. So obviously, we'll also have some different things like sunglasses, jewelry, gift certificates to several of our members, gift baskets. And for those of you who like to work out, I hear there's going to be some fitness passes as well to Hayes Recreation Commission.
Well, that's not as fun as the food and the booze, but okay.
Well, after you go enjoy the food and the booze,
yeah,
you work out
should, yes.
to keep
you
yourself in shape exactly. So you can do the next fun thing.
Get all your holiday shopping done in one,
yes.
one place.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because obviously May is a very busy time of year. We have graduations coming up. There's Mother's Day. Father's Day is not too far around the corner in June. So this is really a cool way to bid on some excellent items. A lot of our people who register for the auction do get really great prices. So could potentially also be a way to save some money and get a really nice gift for some of the people that you care about. Which share we have over, actually, 100 items. We have 109 items this year for our auction. And the total value for those items is $17,500. So there's a ton of things to choose from. So definitely be sure to check that out. Again, that will open up May 1st. And we will have some text notifications because First Care Clinic is so stand-up. And so we'll be doing some reminders for any of our items that maybe don't have bids, or just to let people know what that have registered that, hey, the auction's going to close here, and, you know, whether an hour or half an hour or so.
Very cool. Yes. And this is all a fundraiser. It's for
the
cause.
It is. So we talk about all the time what the Chamber does. In addition to supporting our business community, we are working on things like helping our schools have infrastructure improvements. Child care, obviously, is a big one for us. Developing our workforce and really getting businesses connected with people who are engaged and ready to do a good job for them. And then we would be remiss to not obviously share too that housing, anything that we can do to support housing efforts by writing letters of support or things of that nature, and in general advocacy for our community. So those fundraising dollars really just give us the flexibility to have staff time to focus our efforts on those things. So we very much appreciate anyone who's able to sign up for that. You talk about the Plinko Patio Party. Those tickets will still be on sale through Monday next week, and they're $25 each. And so those are some great ways for people to get involved and help support the Chamber and what we do for our community.
Absolutely. And again, you can start previewing all of these items on Thursday.
Thursday,
auction opens on Monday at 8 a.m.
Correct.
And goes through Friday at 3:30.
Yes. One thing we didn't mention, items will be available for pickup at Smoky Hill Country Club that Friday afternoon, and we will be there until about 5:30. So that would be a great opportunity for people to come get their gifts right away. For anybody who can't make that happen, we'll be taking anything back to our office, and they can contact us to make arrangements for pickup.
Very good. Well, Sarah, before we run out of time, we should probably talk about some of your other events going on this week, because it looks like you've got another packed calendar.
We do. So our Child Care Task Force meets tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. at the Welcome Center. And we are also hosting our Child Care Provider Appreciation event. We'll be back next week to talk a little bit more about that. But for people who have not registered yet, they can go do that on our website. And then our Hayes Young Professionals Leadership Development Committee will meet on April 26th at the Paisley Pair. And then Chamber Chat this Friday is with Thomas More Prep Marion. They are celebrating their 49th annual Auction for Christian Education. So it's a great way to go look at their items too. And that is one of their main fundraisers for the school. So very important for the community to get out and support that as well. And then our April Chamber membership lunch will be Friday at Rose Garden Banquet Hall and Catering. It's at noon. Sunflower Bank will be our sponsor. And we have a guest coming in from Wichita. His name is Wayne Bell, and he is with the Small Business Administration. So he'll be talking about their collaborative outreach program.
Very cool. Always something going on down at the Hayes Chamber.
Just a few things.
And it's so good to see you. Thanks for coming by and sharing all the details with us.
Thanks for having us. And again, thanks to Eric and his team at First Care Clinic for all of your generous support.
Hey, we're just really proud to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, we're all in Hayes. We want Hayes to do well. And individually, we want to succeed as businesses. But the reality is there's so many resources and so many other people that are in the same boat that we are and have the same goals that we have. And, you know, we just want Hayes to be a great place to live so we can attract people here, attract a viable, excited, vibrant workforce, and just make our community better. That's really what the Chamber of Commerce is all about. We just want to be the best we can be.